Proclamation number 2100, dated the October 6th, 1941. Creation of the beings. Wrong will. Bear in mind that you are the living creations of the one who opposed God, that you were called into existence by the will of the God opposing power, and that you are therefore children of sin. God did not withhold his strength from this spirit who once emerged from his strength as a perfect being, hence he made use of God's strength and, by drawing on divine strength, let countless beings arise from his will, and this was your beginning. You are the products of a wrong will and yet of divine origin, since only God's strength made you become what God's adversary wanted. And this is why you are subject to him as long as your will still strives for the same separation from God, for this was the fundamental idea, the motive for the apostasy from God, to be free from his power, to be free and to rule over the beings. And thus the most illuminated being created by God descended into the deepest abyss. It rebelled against God and tried to instigate all beings having emerged from his will to also rebel against God. And his created beings succumbed to his will, although they were able to freely decide which Lord to acknowledge. The beings were in his power because they surrendered their will to him, which was subsequently abused by God's adversary by binding it and thereby enslaving the originally free living creations. However, everything that emerges from God's strength has the urge for freedom, and in order to return this freedom to the beings, God seized the beings from their maker's power. He placed them in a free state into the spiritual world and gave them the right of self-determination. The beings, however, also abused their freedom and also became sinful by taking the opponent's side. But divine strength is the fundamental substance of the beings, and divine strength must flow back to God without fail. And thus God wrestles for these fallen away beings so that they will find the path to him and offer him their will. Human intellect cannot comprehend that nothing can ever be lost which emerges from God. It cannot understand what an enormous task it is to lead that which had distanced itself close to God again. Nor can human intellect accept that the power of God's adversary was so great as to create beings, and that divine strength did not intervene to change his will, so that he would have had to acknowledge God as Lord above himself and also order his products to approach God and comply with his will. Human intellect cannot comprehend that infinite times pass by before the transformation of these living creations' thinking takes place and they recognize God. And therefore God informs people through spiritual channels of the knowledge of which power was active during the creation of the beings who are now experiencing their embodiment on earth. These beings voluntarily aspire to be in opposition to God and would never ever return to God again had they been left in the state of free will. And since they had been created by the wrong will was also within them and has consequently had to strive contrary to God, for they did not know the power which was responsible for their aspiration. And thus the beings were subject to their creator. They were something imperfect, enslaved and therefore alienated from God, which could not correspond to his will and nature. God, as the most perfect being, could not tolerate anything near him which did not correspond to this state of perfection. Nevertheless, it was not the beings' own fault because they did not recognize the light as yet, since they had emerged from darkness. God's love helped these beings and informed them of the light. He gave them freedom of will by removing his adversary's power over the beings and thus freed the beings from his control. The imperfectly created beings, however, could not be changed by divine will to become perfect but had to decide for themselves. They had to strive towards God's presence of their own accord and distance themselves from the adversary. Due to their freedom of will, they had been placed into a position to decide, since they now knew about both powers. Yet their own will predominated, and the beings turned towards their maker again and lost themselves to the darkness. And God took pity on them, for the state of those without light was painful. His love wanted the beings in a happy state. And so he removed the beings' will and let them take an infinitely long path in a state without will power, which should lead them into perfection. And for this purpose God let the creation arise. God shaped forms which were designed to shelter the passive beings. Thus God created heaven and earth, a spiritual and an earthly world, which was destined to be an abode for the imperfect beings until they had become perfect. Now the beings were forced to discard their arrogance and bow down to divine will. They had to endure a state which represented a constraint for the spiritual being which formerly enjoyed its freedom. It was deprived of its freedom because it had abused it. However, the path through the works of creation will bring it closer again to its previous freedom until it finally receives its freedom again when it is a human being, in order to then pass the test as to whether it will use its free will in the right way. There is indeed a great risk that the being will not pass the test, yet such a test has to take place because the return to God is only of full value in free will. Thus it signifies that the being will come closer to God. The strength from God which was once used by the adversary for the creation of the beings will have flowed back to its origin, and at the same time the God opposing will have changed into a God resembling will. Thus the being has become perfect as soon as it shares the same will as God. The being, which had no knowledge of God when it was created, only recognized God's adversary as its Lord. But now it has freed itself from his power and found the path home to its Father, from whose strength it emerged. Amen.